Shri Mati doesn't only mean a married woman. That is there, that title is there. Unmarried women in Bengali are called Kumari. Kumari such and such. And married women are called Srimati. But Srimati, Sri means wealth. Sri means opulence. And Mati means the female who possesses. Because a married woman possesses the wealth of her husband, she is Srimati. But Radharani is Srimati because she possesses all the wealth. Mind you, Lakshmi Devi is her expansion. Who possesses all the wealth of this world? So Radharani is the source of Lakshmi Devi. So can you imagine what a wealth she possesses? And on top of everything, she possesses Krishna. Therefore, she is Srimati.
Who is Srimati Radharani? Radharani is actually the personification of Krishna's pleasure potency. Krishna has many, many, many different types of energies. They are generally classified into three categories: Sandini, Sambit, and Ladini. Sandini is the existence aspect. Sambit is the consciousness aspect, and Ladini is the pleasure aspect. So all of Krishna's pleasure is provided by this Ladini Shakti. And this Ladini Shakti is personified as Srimati Radharani. So Srimati Radharani is therefore the source of all of Krishna's pleasure, Krishna's enjoyment.